When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm going to put this on Andy Roth. It's his last week here.
Segment, just like the last couple of weeks. Or the last couple of minutes of the segment, I should say.
So just like the...
Can we just like Men in Black people's...
Wait. You know, you're trying to erase it because you said Paul Sajak.
No, I did not go back that far. I said the segment's fine until the final part where you're talking about Mike Hall. We made a mistake. That was all I said. I just want to Men in Black that part of the segment out of their memory.
I would rather, because we were reading a tweet off Andy's phone. He didn't even pull up the right tweet. Love you, buddy. We're going to miss you around here. I'm going to miss throwing you under the bus. But... I think of anything that's human error. Like we're just finding this out in real time here. That's different than you saying Paul Sajak or any of the other things. That's the one I would get out of there.
Man, no? We can do that too if you want.
No? Well, all right. So the latest here is Mike Hall Jr. of the Browns suspended 5 games without pay for a violation of the personal conduct policy. He's been on the commissioner's exempt list since the beginning of the regular season. He was not eligible to play in the first 4 games. He will actually be eligible for reinstatement on Monday, October 7th,
next week.
Yeah, so he'll be there, theoretically. Could be ready for the Philadelphia game. And all regular season games a player missed while on the commissioner's exempt list will be credited against suspension. And the player must remit his salary for those games.
So he basically got like time served is what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. Time served plus
we said
the
yeah a lot
game.
There in like a short order though.
Yeah.
We covered it because now we feel smarter. So Mike Hall Jr. will be coming off the commissioner's exempt list on October 7th. Now he just needs to avoid any more drama or headache there or charges. We'll see if he can do it. I'm rooting for him.
He's got a week.
Yeah.
Just a week. Can you hold out for a week?
I mean, you've held out this long, as far as we know. I think another week should feel like cake.
It will be interesting to see like how they shuffle the roster when he gets back. Is it going to be move on from one of these other defensive linemen? Is it going to be somewhere else on the roster because they want to have even more depth along the defensive line? Next week, that'll be an interesting part of this conversation just to see like what move they make to reinstate him on the team.
It's going to be like a dude you and I have never heard of.
Probably.
Like below Winston Reed on the depth chart, it's going to be that guy.
So, the reason I say that though is because like these teams get intricate with like the numbers at positions they keep, right? And that's the game we always play at like the start of the season. It's like, well, let's give us your 53-man roster projection, and you like map it out. Like, well, generally they keep 9 defensive whatever.
I've literally never done that on radio.
I'm not saying on the air, but it was like it's like a written thing that people do. I do writing, Nick, as well. So you know,
look at you.
I contribute
Mr. John Carroll Education.
I contribute other things. I know how to write, so I do that.
Some of us failed out of Ivy League school, like Bowling Green. Thank you very much.
But no, I just mean like. Maybe they just cut some back end of the roster guy and that's that. But if they actually move somebody off of like the defensive line, it's going to be a name that you know. Because it could be like a Maurice Hurst. It could be like a Quentin Jefferson. Like there are some names that we know that they might actually move off of to put him on the roster. It's just going to be interesting
to
see.
Really appreciate how you're trying to sell a fight.
It could also just be a Sam Kamara who's like, oh, okay, whatever.
You're just gonna if I let you go, you're just gonna mention every guy on the roster. Like it could be Kaliki Hudson. It could be
again.
Could be Devin Bush.
Again, linebackers. I don't know that it's just gonna be a linebacker.
Could be Winston Reed. Could be Tony Brown II.
Could be Amari Cooper.
That's right. Could be DeAnthony Bell. Could be Myles Garrett. We could just do. I think the rest of this segment is now. We could just talk about all the guys they could cut to make room for Mike Hall.
That would be a waste of time, Nick.
I mean, I think we have yet to do 53-man roster radio. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
I clearly, like, we've opened up Pandora's box.
So here's Nick again trying to take something that I said and turn it into a segment that I wasn't intending. I didn't say that we should do this on the radio. I was just saying it's an annual thing. Do you read Cleveland.com? Do you read Mary Kay's work there?
You know I can't read. I'm from Medina County.
That's true. And you went to Bowling Green, so of course not.
Could be Blake Whitehart.
What's that thing they say? Can't read, can't write, Bowling Green?
I believe that's a different school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I believe we have something to do with STDs. But that was a a different time. It was when I went to school there.
So that chlamydia billboard that they took down, that was it was directed at
Bowling
Green. Because
I left school. Yeah, it's actually... Ah, Wilson's gone. We're good here. Carry on. For you with Amari Cooper, when does it actually make sense? Because I know you said the conversation makes sense now, but when's the point where you have to trade him by? Is it just the deadline? I'm a little surprised you're open to it, because I continue to just come back to your 1-3, and I think it's easier to solve your problems with Amari Cooper than subtracting him.
I guess, I just want to ask you this. Like, you don't think, I understand, like, publicly, Kevin Stefanski is never going to be, because he his go-to answer is going to be like, well, we don't talk about trade things, whatever, or trade rumors, whatever. But
sounded exactly like Kevin Stefanski.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We don't talk about trade rumors. You don't think, though, like behind closed doors, that Andrew Berry is at least like thinking about like the possibility of at some point they had to move Amari Cooper, given that they already were talking about trading him? Like, I just think that's a conversation that's already happening anyway. Like, whether we're having it on the radio or not.
But you would have those conversations regardless because he's going to the final year. But there's a difference between having them in abstractly in the building.
But you don't think they ramp up a little bit more given his struggles? So they're like, I don't know, maybe we need to maybe explore this a little bit deeper.
No. I think, listen, you're in a position of strength here. You have the thing that other people don't have, which is the guy who's been a pretty consistent top 20 receiver in the NFL for the last decade. Yeah, he's going into the final contract year. He's making a lot of money, even though that's not going to impact those teams. Yeah, he's dropping balls right now and doesn't look great, but you have the thing.
Yeah.
So it's just like the idea of Miami with Jameis Winston. It's like, cool, make an offer. Because the only thing that's going to bump up the deadline is if somebody comes along and says, hey, I got a second-round pick with your name on it if you give us Amari Cooper. That's the third thing there, because I've mentioned two things earlier, their record and Amari's performance. But the other thing, the third thing is somebody desperate enough to do it? I'm not having that conversation until somebody shows me the desperation, because whether it's anything less than a third rounder for a wide receiver when you still have expectations this season feels like a panic move, even if the guy does seem to be a pain in the Badinsky.
But that is another reason why, don't you think it makes more sense that it his value is going to be a little bit higher now, given like the later you get in the season, it's less games with the player. Yes, maybe the money's a little bit different, so that helps the cause. But like, if somebody wants to maximize, like, we want Amari Cooper for the long haul of the season, maybe you would give up more now because you're trying to add him to your roster to help you at this current time. So that's why I'm saying, like, maybe it does make sense for that to ramp up now. Now, the trade deadline's a little bit later this year, November 5th. So that would be after the Chargers game, 2 days after the Chargers game. Here's what I'll say. I think if you want to put like a timeline on like when it actually makes the most sense, I'm not just going to go right to the trade deadline and say then. I think
you should wait to the last possible second.
I think
you should
give
this team every chance and Amari every chance to make good on this season.
But
right?
if you lose like two of the next three games and you're sitting there at what that would be 2-6.
Don't ask me to do math.
It's 2-6.
Sure.
And you're at the Bengals and you lose to the Bengals and like that and you lose a division game. Okay, well now I think like the door's like wide open. You're 2-6. The schedule's only going to get tougher. You have a lot of division games left, yes, but I think that's where it really becomes a possibility. But I do think the conversation I think it's appropriate for the conversation to be starting
you
now.
You realize you don't have to trade him, right? Like you realize that the teams all the time take good players into free agency and lose them for nothing and it doesn't kill you. Like it doesn't. Like those last eight games of the season might matter more to the Browns, even if all it is to try and get some momentum and regroup. those might matter more than, well, somebody came along.
So just because it always happens, they shouldn't think about trying to get something for Amari Cooper? Like, oh, every team, you know, they lose guys every year. Who cares?
I think you're asking a specific question that's so early in it that it's almost an abstract answer.
I'm not saying like...
It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Depends what happens.
I'm not saying if by the time you get to week seven and if you lose to the Bengals or something and you're 2-6 that like, all right, it's upheaval. Let's have a fire sale and just trade everybody. I'm just saying Amari Cooper is an asset that you can probably get something of value back for. We're tossing around like a third-round pick. Like, teams value a third-round pick. If that's what you can actually get back for him, I think you would make that move. Like, we just saw the Raiders are out here saying they want at least a second-round pick plus some other things for Davante Adams. Davante Adams is older than Amari Cooper. So you're talking about an asset that's even younger than him. Like, if that's the market for Davante Adams, I think the market should be relatively close to what that's similar to what it would be for Amari Cooper.
I reject the premise on two grounds. One, I'm focused on winning, not selling.
Yeah, right and now, I know that's this fine.
Anything before November, I'm not having the conversation. I'm not. I'm trying to win. I'm not giving up, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I think a lot of people want to prematurely hit the eject button on this season. I can't do it. And Amari's a big – and the same thing with Deshaun. Amari and Deshaun are the same thing. They're not playing well enough, or I don't like them, in the case of Deshaun. Well, just get rid of him. Well, that's not really how this is going to go.
I don't know that it's so much that people don't like Amari, because like I said, I think Amari actually has been like a fan favorite here.
Until the last four games.
Well, yeah. But and it's funny because like he could have redeemed himself, obviously, if the touchdown gets upheld in that game on Saturday. I also think there's another part of this, too, that revolves around the receiver that's outplaying Amari Cooper.
Look at that. That's called a tease. We'll get back to that. Cleveland Sports Twist saying, Cleveland may be the school of STDs, but it will always be the Ivy League of the MAC. Finally. That's right. So we know how to cure whatever we get. The 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.